I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the 360 Podcast, Religious Freedom or License to Discriminate, discussing Arizona's SB 1062 bill with a lawmaker who voted for it. The question is, does his defense of it make any sense? We're keeping him honest. Let's get started. We begin, though, keeping them honest, on Arizona's Senate Bill 1062, legislation that would allow businesses in Arizona to refuse service on the basis of religious beliefs of their owners, refusing service to gays, lesbians, unmarried mothers, unmarried couples, virtually anyone who isn't already protected under the Federal Civil Rights Act. Now, as these live pictures of protesters in Phoenix show, the bill, which arrived on Governor Jan Brewer's desk today, faces strong opposition from gay and lesbian people in Arizona and others. What the pictures do not show is the opposition to the bill from business leaders who fear that SB 1062 will lead to boycotts of the state. Arizona's two Republican U.S. Senators, John McCain and Jeff Flake, have said they also want Governor Brewer to veto it. So do several state Republican lawmakers who actually voted for the bill, but now are having second thoughts. One of them defends his intentions, saying what many defenders of the bill say, that it's not anti-gay, but pro-freedom of religion. Here's an attorney for the Alliance Defending Freedom. That's a national group that actually helped draft SB 1062.
There's been a lot of lies and misinformation spread about this bill. And what this bill is not about denying people services. What this bill is advocating for is basic freedom, ensuring that everyone's human dignity is respected and that the government is not allowed to force or to coerce or compel anyone to violate their sincerely held beliefs or to go against their conscience. This is to basically keep the government from discriminating against people of faith.
So that's the ADF line, that they're pro-religious freedom, they're not anti-gay or anti-anyone else, they're not pro-discrimination of anyone, just they're trying to stop discrimination against religious groups and individuals. To keep it honest, though, defending freedom may be part of the name of this group, but the mission, they focus heavily on all things gay. ADF lobbied against lifting the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy, for example. They filed a friend of the court brief in Lawrence v. Texas in support of Texas's anti-sodomy law. They oppose same-sex marriage, obviously. ADF President Alan Sears has written a book titled The Homosexual Agenda, Exposing the Principal Threat to Religious Freedom Today. The only way to stop this is with a veto right now, a veto by the governor. Dana Bash caught up with the governor in Washington. Scored an exclusive interview. She joins us now. So you managed to track her down at her hotel where she's staying for the National Governors Association this morning. What did she have to say?
Well, she's reluctant to talk about which way she'll go, especially because she's here in Washington and not in Arizona. But it is really clear she gets the consequences of her decision.
The bill is going to hit your desk back in Arizona today. You haven't seen it yet, I understand that, but you are very well aware of what's in it. Where is your mind right now on what you might do?
Well, you know, certainly I'm going to go home, and when I receive the bill, and I'm going to read it, and I'm going to be briefed on it. We have been following it, and I will make my decision in the near future. I have until Friday or Saturday morning to determine that. So
now, I've seen some reports of business leaders in your state very upset and afraid of what the damage could be to businesses in your state. The Super Bowl is coming next year, and obviously there are a lot of other potential problems. Is that weighing on you?
Oh, well, of course. But, you know, I have a history of deliberating and having an open dialogue on bills that are controversial to listen to both sides of those issues. And I welcome the input and information that they can provide to me. And certainly I'm pro-business, and that is what's turning our economy around. So I appreciate their input, as I appreciate the other side.
Now, I get as a governor, you have to deliberate. It's your job. But as a person, and as a woman, and as somebody who, you know, sort of understands the plight of all kinds of people, where does your gut lie right now?
Well, you know, I am a woman, and I don't rely a whole lot on my gut, because I have to look at what it says and what the law says and take that information and do the right thing. But I can assure you, as always, I will do the right thing for the state of Arizona.
Now, you see, Governor Brewer is being very cautious in her public comments, but in private, people in Arizona who know her, when they say they're confident she'll do the right thing, that they believe that almost surely means she will veto this bill. And the main reason is because of what you just heard her say, that she considers herself a pro-business governor, Anderson, someone who, above all else, wants to protect and promote Arizona's economic interests. And she knows full well there will be massive economic retribution against her state if there's a law in the books that could be perceived as codifying discrimination. So I'm reminded also that last year she vetoed a very similar bill.